Okay, praise the Lord.
There's a couple little things I wanted to point out from today's message. Mark made the statement when we read all these numbers, we could say to ourselves, what do I need to know all these numbers for, Well, I want to give you one good example. In Ezekiel chapter 8, now God's the writer of this book, right? So in Ezekiel chapter 8, it starts out and it says, "And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day." Now, do you imagine God just pulled those numbers out of a hat? God just told us something there. Do you know what he told us? The number of six is the number of man, and the number of five is the number of ministry. So God just told you, I'm going to talk to you about the ministry of man. And if you go on to read the chapter, you'll see that's exactly what he did. He started talking about the elders in Israel in those days and what was going on with them. So, God alerts you to what he's going to tell you about. So if you didn't know what those numbers meant, you might not have even caught what God was trying to tell you. So that's one example how knowing numbers can really help you. And then also another thing that I thought was, did you notice he didn't say 153 fish? He said 153. And when God breaks a number up like that, it has even a different meaning. What does the number 100 and what does the number 50 and what does the number 3 mean? So you have to really pay attention, to how God says and what he says, so that you can really find out the spiritual meaning of things. And then another thing I wanted to comment on was Joseph is a type of Jesus. Mark started talking about started today talking about Joseph. And when you tell someone something like Joseph is a type of Jesus, you should have some backup. If they ask you, well, why do you think Joseph is a type of Jesus? Well, for starters, the name Joseph is the name Jesus, only in a different language. It's like in Spanish, Jorge is George. Well, Joseph is Jesus, just in a different language. But there's a whole host of things that show you that Joseph is a type of Jesus. And one of them is God said he loved him more than all the others and gave him a coat of many colors. And if you read back in Revelation, when it's talking about they saw Jesus sitting on the throne, it says, he that sat upon the throne was like a jasper and a rainbow round about. That's what that coat of many colors was. And Joseph was 30 when he started reigning. Jesus was 30 when he started his ministry. Joseph was sold out by his own brethren, just like Jesus was. Joseph was the number two ruler, only second in the throne. So you see, all these are examples that show you that Joseph is a type of Jesus. And the reason that's important is when you read about Joseph, you'll realize that what God is telling you is he's telling you about Jesus. So all, we need to be able to, I forget the exact wording it says, but be ready with your understanding of to prove why you think something means something. So anyway, that was just a couple little things that came to me from today's message. God bless you.
What I didn't say also about these 153 fishes is that some believe that believing that it is the number of the sons of God, and that he's going to bring in every kind of fish, every kind of man is going to be drawn in that net into the kingdom of God. Doesn't matter what kind of man you think you are, you're going to be caught in that net. And that net is going to be bringing them in by the apostolic message, which is the message that we believe in today. Many kinds of fish. And of course, Jesus told Peter that he would make him a fisher of men. There's one other thing that this brother Bullinger did. I don't know whether you want to accept everything that he says about these numbers, but he also, or somebody did, they went and they counted the number of people that were blessed. Let me use the term here. One other thing, he says the word for fishes is by Gementor 1,224, or 8 times 153. I don't know where these mathematical geniuses come up with all these numbers, but he claims that there were 153 people that are mentioned in the New Testament that were specifically blessed by the Lord. He went and counted them all up. The leper, first of all, the centurion and his servant, Peter's wife's mother, and on and on and on, right down through, includes the 11 apostles, man with a withered hand, brethren of the Lord, Syrophoenician woman and her daughter, the lunatic child and his father, right on down through, adding them all up, guess what? 153.
Well, blessed, I guess they all had either a miracle or some kind of calling.
Some kind of a blessing on their life, a healing or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Well, praise the Lord. Anybody have anything else to add here?
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, who's this? Kathy?
Yeah, I just remember brother Charlie Phillips, when you asked him about number 17, he said it represented fulfillment of prophecy, fulfillment of promise.
Oh, fulfillment of prophecy also, yes.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. Mm-hmm. Well, if I look back in my life, I think it was really at the age of 16 that God began to reveal to me what he wanted, some kind of a plan to start off my life journey. It was 17. It was the time that evangelist brought a big tent up to the fairground. We went to the meetings. He asked, how many of you Some of you want to rededicate your life to the Lord. Well, I was saved, but I answered the call to rededicate my life, and it was then that I had direction, that I began to know which way to go.
I got on too late, Mark, to hear what was happening with Daniel. What's going on?
Oh, he's very painful, pancreatitis. He's had a lot of pain, and we've had quite a bit of prayer for him, but if you feel to pray also, that would be fine. And we also mentioned about Sissy's passing here, Mike. I don't know, unless you have anything you want to add to that.
No, not really. I was going to just mention, did everybody hear about Sissy? But I know now that you already talked about it. But I actually would like to pray for Daniel. Lord God, we just lift up Daniel to you.
Yes.
He's a servant of yours, Lord, and he's has great value in the body of Christ.
Yes.
And this suffering, we don't believe it's from you, Lord. We believe it's from the enemy.
Yes.
And we rebuke him in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in all cases.
And God, we just ask for some divine intervention in Daniel's life.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.